And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of September, 2011. It's the birthday of King Henry V of England. He was born around 1386 in Monmouth, Wales. 2 years after he ascended to the throne, he defeated the French at the Battle of Agincourt in 1415 in the Hundred Years' War. And the French lands that he won from that battle made England one of the strongest kingdoms in Europe. It was Henry V who promoted the use of English as the language of record instead of Norman French, and he was the first English king to use English exclusively in his correspondence. It was on this day, 1620, the Mayflower set sail for America, a 90-foot ship, carrying 102 settlers. About half of them were Puritans, the religious separatists to the New World. They were bound for a tract of land which had been set aside for them along the Hudson River, but they hit bad weather. They were blown off course, and they made landfall on Cape Cod instead. Only about half of them survived the first winter, but when the Mayflower went back to England in the spring, none of them took the opportunity to go back to England. Today's the birthday of H. A. Rey, R-E-Y, born Hans Augusto Reiersbach in Hamburg, Germany, 1898. He and his wife Margaret, German Jews, living in Paris, 1939, when World War II began, they were working on a book. Hans Rey was an artist, and he was doing drawings of a mischievous monkey. By June 1940, it was clear that Paris was in danger from the Nazis, and so Hans built two bicycles out of spare parts, and he and Margaret gathered their belongings, including the monkey drawings. They left Paris 2 days before the Nazis arrived. They rode 75 miles in 3 days. They got to Lisbon, then sailed to Rio, and then to New York. The drawings of the little monkey were proof of their occupation, and that helped them get visas. And their first book, Curious George, was published in this country in 1941. And it was on this day, 1966, the Metropolitan Opera House opened at Lincoln Center in New York, replacing the old building at 39th and Broadway. The opening was sort of a disaster. Samuel Barber's opera Antony and Cleopatra. A lot of people on stage, the brand new turntable broke down, and soprano Leontine Price was trapped inside a pyramid at one point. Here's a poem for today by Louise Erdrich, The Glass and the Bowl. The father pours the milk from his glass into the cup of the child, and as the child drinks the whiteness, opening her throat to the good taste eagerly, the father is filled. He closes the refrigerator on its light. He walks out under the bowl of frozen darkness, and nothing seems withheld from him. Overhead, the burst ropes of stars, the buckets of craters, the chaos of heaven, absence of refuge in the design. Yet down here, his daughter, in her quilts, under patterns of diamonds and novas, full of rich milk, sleeping. The Glass and the Bowl by Louise Erdrich, from Baptism of Desire, published by Harper Perennial, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.